My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who wakes up every morning going, why the fuck did I wake up? Mr. Richard Avery.
I wake up usually going, oh man, I need an 8-ball. Where's the fucking 8-ball?
Now, I stumbled over my entrance there, and I'd just like to point out that I do that, and it bothers me every time.
I know. But it's okay, because we all make mistakes.
We do. And you know, today, you know what I'm going to say today? What the fuck?
I agree with you. What the fuck? WTF. What the fuck?
We're not...
Who invented that?
I don't know. You and I, we're not lazy
Google
people.
It.
You and I are not lazy people.
No, not at all.
But somehow, whenever we have guests that are even mildly conscious,
right?
We tend to do an episode, a second episode with them.
Well, because they're so good. They're great guests.
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
and she's amazing.
What the fuck? Bitch.
She's amazing. So you could leave, and I'll do the show with her.
So we're going to do this again. The what the fuck episode. Now we've done it
100 times.
We always mention Asa, because Asa was the queen.
She is the what the fuck.
That was, I mean, seriously. Because I think it was twin incest.
Doesn't it? But isn't it WTFA? What the fuck, Asa?
It is. And one day we will get Asa Akira back, because we had her at the height of her fame.
Right.
Now she's all downhill.
No, I think we had her at the beginning. We made her what she is today, and then she just dumped us.
That Insatiable book, without our plugging, nothing.
I know.
We gave her the bump. So today we have again in studio Miss Sarah Love.
Hi.
Sarah Love, what the fuck?
What the fuck, Mo? I don't know. What the fuck's up with you?
That's it? That's all you have?
That's all I have. Wait, we were talking about WTF and how we hate the person who invented that.
Well, I didn't hate that. No, we started talking about girls, and I was talking about, you started bringing up communication, and I was getting annoyed because there's a thing with this generation right now that I notice a lot. I'm not saying everybody, because I hate to generalize.
They keep coming on his yard.
I can't get off my lawn. No, I get annoyed by like this generation. I meet girls and they'll say like, oh, sorry, I don't talk on the phone. I only do texting. Or, oh my God, I would never use the phone. And you can email me. Or I don't like talking. I don't want to do this. Like,
that's stupid.
I know. And it's annoying as fuck. You're just like, and you text somebody, like you said, you text somebody and then they just disappear in mid-conversation, and then you never hear from them again. It's like communication is everything, and the most problems in the world today become from miscommunication, poor communication, bad communication, and lack of communication.
Well, see, with work, I go through and typically have text messaging because then I have evidence. So when I say to Sarah Love, I need you to bring this form of wardrobe, and I need you to bring this, and that you're going to be here at this time, and she says, confirmed. I have it. Everything's okay. And when she shows up and does not have anything that we had discussed, she goes, you didn't tell me. Well, actually, right here in the text message, well, I didn't read that. Yeah. I just said okay.
I don't know those words. It's beyond my vocabulary.
You can't blame me because I'm cute.
I only know
exactly.
I only know words like money, check,
cash. Traveler's checks. What?
Yeah. So, Sarah, do you agree with me? Do you think there's an issue with your generation and communication?
Yes,
why are you
absolutely.
Bad people?
I don't know why my people are bad people. I don't even consider them my people. I hate everything about, oh, LOL, text me, OMG. Or the people who, they don't say LOL, but they go lol and they like spell it out. That's the worst. It makes me want to shit on someone.
Yeah,
it's like
good.
I'm sorry,
on their
shit?
Foot.
Oh, on their foot. Okay.
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't shit on someone's face because they might like it, but like your foot, it's like, it's kind of unpleasant.
Gross. I
kind of
want to do a photo shoot.
Not on my new shoes.
Can we do a clips for sale thing of you just pooping on my, just a little, and you poop on my foot?
Yeah, it'll be like a little rabbit turd.
It'll be hilarious. That, aww.
That's what Sarah Love poops look like.
little turds. There's little sprinkles around it, and you're like, oh.
We didn't have rabbits as kids. We had guinea pigs, so I'm thinking the same thing.
Kind of.
Little pellets.
tiny little pellets.
But don't you feel like, I'm sure you deal with lots of girls in the industry. Like, it's just this communication thing. It's like this, I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And then there's always the people who are like, all right, text me this day so we can do this. Right. You know, let's go shopping together or whatever. All right, so we set a date as normal people do.
Right.
Day rolls around. Oh, yeah, no, sorry, I can't do that. Like, that's a huge thing. And I feel like that never used to happen where people were this flaky. And now it's like, plans, just whatever you feel like doing, you fucking do.
I don't know. That's like, very LA though.
But I'm saying, no, that's not. That's like, it's like, and you know how you sit there and like you say, somebody's like, if I said to you, hey, so let's plan to shoot or go shopping next Wednesday. And you said, okay, cool. And then next Wednesday rolls around and I'm like, oh, sorry, I can't do it. Or I got something better or whatever. And you're like, wait a minute. I blocked out that Wednesday for you. And now, you know, now I'm like, when I could have said yes to other things or whatever. And
I feel like that's a thing that's like becoming more popular.
Nobody takes in consideration the other person's schedule.
Well, see, I go back to the LA thing is, hey, give me your number. I'll text you is the same thing it was 20 years ago. Let's do lunch. You never did lunch. You never went to the Ivy to have your power meeting. It was just the nicety. It was the LA thing to do. Now it's, oh, hey, I'll text you. Okay, cool. Now I feel a little bit good about myself.
But you never get that message.
No, you text me though.
I text you sometimes.
Yes, Mr. Avery, you have a question in the back?
Put your hand back down.
I have done lunch a few times.
Have you?
Yes.
Let's do
I
lunch.
Do live in Hollywood.
Let's do lunch.
That means you're a good person, then. You're not
a flaky because
person.
It's people he needs. You never go with people below your grade to lunch. You go, oh, let's do lunch. No, because they need something from you. You always go to the higher-ups.
So. Very true.
Mr. Avery, he'll do lunch with Nikki Benz. He won't do lunch with Sarah Love.
Damn.
Unless you're buying.
I do lunch with Ash Hollywood because she usually treats.
And her name is Hollywood.
I know. And then
as long
I do lunch.
I'm getting a free meal.
I see. And I do lunch with Audrey Bitani because she treats. And I do lunch with Bobby Starr because she treats. So there is a trend to my doing
well,
lunch.
You were kind of the daddy today. You bought me pizza.
True.
We plowed through was it a medium or a large?
Medium.
A medium pizza today.
Yum.
Do you like pizza, Sarah?
I do.
What do you like on your pizza?
I like meat. I like pepperoni and mushrooms and jalapenos and sausage.
I just picture her now laying on the couch going, I gotta eat too much pizza.
What's your favorite kind of food?
This is not what the fuck. This isn't just asking random questions. What's your favorite food?
I'm just getting to know her.
What the fuck, Dick?
Yeah, I know. What's your favorite kind of food?
Chicken.
Why?
Because it's good.
What part of the chicken do you like?
I like the breasts and I like the legs and the wings. No, I like all parts of the chicken. I like chicken salad. I like grilled chicken. I like fried chicken.
Oh my God, we're like in Forrest Gump here.
Yes, we are. I was about to start doing the voice.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, no.
Sparkles.
Okay, that was a good answer. That was a good answer.
Better than black because everybody always says
okay,
black.
Okay, yeah, no. And okay, what's your favorite color? Dick. Are we really playing
I want to change my answer. Blue sparkles.
Purple.
Purple.
I have blue sparkles right there.
Gimme.
Okay, for some reason.
Can we do a thing where you put blue sparkles all over me?
No.
I've never done that.
Just pour them on
We're about ready to get glitter herpes here. I can feel it, and it's not going to come away.
All of my wardrobe is going to
You can take it home with you.
You're giving me glitter?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put so much glitter on my cat.
No. Oh my God!
Can I?
Okay,
can,
so
I'll tell
everybody
you, I'm gonna,
heard
I'll tell you
this.
A crazy
she'll be tweeting pictures.
I'll tell you a story about glitter. If you've looked at Julie Land, we have lots of pictures of girls
Nobody
covered
has.
In glitter.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Anne Marie Rios to
shameless
who have I done?
Plug.
Oh, lots of girls I've covered in glitter. And my rule always is no fucking glitter in the house because it never leaves.
It's herpes.
It's herpes.
It's worse.
No offense to anybody with herpes.
I can pull out my camera and you'll see glitter on it from like 5 years ago.
Of course.
It's there. So I kind of had this rule where like, no glitter. I got really angry at one point and said, never glitter again. And I can't remember who I was shooting. If I could, I wouldn't even tell you. But shooting a girl here one late night about 4 a.m. We're fucked up out of our heads on fucking 8-ball and champagne or vodka or something like that. We're just rolling our ass off. And she talks me into glitter. Oh, I want to do glitter. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do glitter. What? Again, I'm so fucked. I didn't think. And then the next day, I sobered up and went, what the fuck? And there was like glitter everywhere, like my bed, shot. Like I was like, what the fuck did we do? And I thought we just shot on the paper, and it was like everywhere. It took me about a year to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked at Calumet, which is a photo store, I was a rental tech, and so Playboy would come in for the magazine, and they would check out all this equipment, and it was tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment. And one time, I remember they came out, and they came back, the equipment came back, and it had silver glitter all over it.
Oh
And I'm looking at the guy going, what are you doing? We're going to have to charge you a cleaning fee. And he's like, he goes, that's okay. And he goes, but you might want to save some of that. I was like, why would I want to do that? And he goes, because it was on Carmen Electra's boobies. And I was like, oh, really? And of course I didn't. I just blew everything out with air. But I was like, now that I look back, not knowing how the world was going to be where you could just sell whatever the fuck you want,
right.
I could have a little baggie of Carmen Electra, here's a Playboy magazine, and here's the glitter that was on it. But at that point, I was like, what the fuck, dude? And then we ended up charging them like double the money, and now we know why Playboy has gone under. What's your
and the moral of the story is they suck.
So what's your glitter photography story, Sarah?
I don't have any because everybody fucking hates glitter.
Nice. I would shoot glitter with you.
You would? Put me in glitter. I'll be a fairy.
Okay. I'll put you in glitter.
Yeah.
Whoa. What? We're not doing Mariah Carey bullshit here.
No.
This kind of fucking crazy glitter.
I'll show you pictures. Glitter. I did another shoot with another girl with glitter. And it was the funny part was like a couple days later, she texted me because she's fucking her boyfriend. He pulls his cock out and he's got glitter on his cock. And I was like, yes.
That's awesome.
I was like, can you imagine like you doing, not knowing that the girl, not knowing anything about what she did, and then all of a sudden you pull your cock out and there's glitter on your cock, you'd be like, what the fuck?
She's magical.
I know. It's like, I'm fucking Tinkerbell.
I would love that if my pussy just made glitter and it always made that happen.
Well, what the fuck?
Is that bad? I would love that. People would think I was a fucking unicorn or something.
Some girls' pussies make...
Can I explain
unicorn?
Like,
shit glitter...
Well, I was going in a different direction. I was going, some girls' pussies make glitter, others' pussies make yeast.
Exactly. Cheese factory.
I was going
to ruin some beer.
Anytime the term unicorn comes up in the Julie Land universe, we have to explain what a unicorn is.
Okay.
So unicorn.
What's your description of a unicorn, Sarah?
I have a couple of them.
Next. Dick?
The unicorn in the Julie Land universe, Samantha Bentley, our wonderful Samantha, and Aiden Ashley coined the term unicorn for the perfect three-way because they're so rare.
Huh.
Where everybody, the two girls, the guy, everybody's hot, everybody's into it, like everybody's all, there's no hang-ups about anything, and it's like the perfect three-way.
I guess that's kind of a unicorn.
Because they're rare.
Have you ever had one?
My favorite kind of unicorn is a black guy listening to country music.
That's good.
I've seen that though.
That's
I've seen that more than a couple times.
Okay, have you ever had a perfect threesome though?
Yeah, I have. It was an on-camera one. Actually, no, I've had a perfect one off-camera too.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Absolutely. Everybody left having a great time.
Yes.
There were t-shirts sold.
Me, my boyfriend, and his best friend.
Whoa.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's push it. Let's push this a little further. Let's push the envelope. So do tell.
Whose idea was it?
It was mine. It was my idea.
I kind of really wanted it to be her boyfriend pushing it. Hey, my buddy and I, we want to fuck you. I'm not saying that's what your boyfriend sounds like.
Yo, it looks like there's repeats on television tonight. Let's fuck.
Hey, Brandon, come on over. Let's fuck my girlfriend. Please tell me his name was Brandon.
No. Damn it.
Okay, come on. How did this happen?
Okay, so we're all at my house drinking. Of course.
Of course.
And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so horny.
I was waiting for her to say we were at band camp.
So I bring his friend over. My boyfriend already knows what I'm going to do. So then my boyfriend comes in while I'm blowing his friend. And then all of a sudden I'm getting Eiffel Towered. And it was awesome.
I'm sorry. Hold please. Eiffel Towered?
You don't know what that is?
No. You don't know what the Eiffel Tower is? Ugh. Okay. So picture me and Doggy.
Okay, I can do
I'm
that.
I'm blowing the guy in front of me, and I'm getting fucked by the guy behind me.
Yeah.
High five at the top, and it looks like the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, I get it. No, wait, hold on, though. Okay, so everybody's good. Everybody lasts as long as they need to.
Yes.
Nobody's jealous. There's no problems. Any DP action?
No, I didn't get DP'd.
Did you want to be?
Yes, but I didn't want to, like, ruin the unicorn of a three-way and, like, make it awkward. So I was like, well, just
you're not
keep
like,
it
I
vanilla.
Want you boys rubbing dicks.
No,
that would be awesome. Just to see it. Now I want you guys to rub your dicks together and just watch the wood go.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
All of a sudden they're getting harder and you're like, oh, well, okay, let's go. I asked for it.
But yeah, it was really fun. And then they both came in my mouth. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Did you gargle?
Yes. No, I didn't. I swallowed.
Did one taste better than the other?
I don't remember.
Could you tell the difference?
There was a lot of alcohol in me.
Can you tell the difference? Like, oh, Brandon.
I want to meet Brandon now.
Brandon. My boyfriend's best friend.
No, exactly. We can totally just make up our own Brandon yes. here. Because I've met the boyfriend.
I do know Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Brandon. Tall.
Yeah, handsome.
Handsome. Goes to the gym a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Who works out more, Brandon or your boyfriend?
My boyfriend. Yeah.
Brandon's a little skinnier, the arty guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon isn't as muscular.
He's got a big dick.
Wait, do you want to come over and have a three-way with my girlfriend? And some other dude?
And Brandon.
That made it more interesting.
Yeah, you want to come over with Brandon?
Thank God he said that.
What's so funny is that at my shoots, it's Ken that comes to all my shoots. We have three ways with Ken.
Ken, yeah, he's fucking nuts.
Ken's the best to work with.
Ken. Ken.
Who's Ken? Oh,
Ken.
I love Ken.
We have not had Ken on the show.
You know what? I'll get Ken. Okay. I will get Ken to come on the show. God. Ken is slang for cocaine. We call it cocaine and champagne is Ken and Barbie.
Oh, okay.
So
Ken, I'm learning all kinds of things.
Yeah, Ken and Barbie comes to a lot of my shoots.
All right.
So we have three ways, like so girl plus Ken and Barbie.
I've never been with Ken.
Oh.
Okay, we're going back to the three-way thing.
Check out his website.
How much
Ken website.
Would I need to be for you to have a three-way?
I don't know. I mean, I've never tried it, so I don't know how much I like it.
First time for everything.
Dead serious. I don't know about Ken.
Do you like ecstasy? Have you ever tried ecstasy?
No. I've smoked pot. Drank.
I'm sorry, Pat? Where are you
done?
From?
I'm from freaking Porn Valley. I don't know.
Where are you
know.
From, Pat?
You've never done Molly?
Nope. I've never...
You've smoked weed.
I've smoked weed. And
like once?
No, I've done it like a few times. And then I've taken Adderall.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, that's just speed.
Yeah. That's
good.
About it.
How
okay,
much did
wait,
you take?
Wait.
Like 10 milligrams for a day and woo.
No, I don't know. I took like four pills. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're not doing
20
milligrams.
The last time I did Adderall, which was
I was in high school.
3 years ago, I did 15 pills in one day.
He was shitting everywhere.
We were up for 48 straight hours.
Wow.
And shooting, of course. I only do drugs and shoot. I don't do drugs without shooting.
Huh.
Yeah, but we were.
Yeah, I've only like really done any drugs.
And I can show you the videos.
Don't really.
But you grew up in the valley.
Yeah.
So you.
But I moved to Valencia for high school.
Oh, well, that kind of the wood kill right there. But no, because I was gonna say I don't think I've actually ever known a true valley girl. You're an actual valley girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Oh my God.
Like, totally.
Stick me with a fork. Gag me,
gag me with a spoon.
Yeah. There it is.
Gag me with a spoon.
And I have met Moon Unit and have seen Frank Zappa.
I saw Moon Unit do comedy at an underground comedy club.
Really?
Thing that was like a private thing. Do you know of Laura Keitlinger? She was a comedian that worked with Jack Black and did some stuff. She was a writer on like Will and Grace.
I think I know who you're talking about.
And so they had this underground comedy thing where the rule was these comedians came out and the rule was you can't do your material.
Right.
So it was a good solid probably year that we started going in. Like Moon Unit came down and she was doing stuff. But then there'd be Dweezil and the family. And then it was like Bobcat Goldthwait would come up and do his material. And he'd bring when it was when he was with Nikki.
Who are these people?
But the best one was, and to go completely geek, was Bruce Valanche. Came down and did Oscar jokes before the Oscars and were running by jokes for the Oscars through the thing. And he's just going over and over. And I was like, some of the stuff was on the Oscars.
You just lost your guess.
Have you seen the Oscars before?
Yeah, I know what that is. My parents watch it.
Are your parents still married?
Yes.
And do they know what you do?
Yeah.
What do they think?
Before, okay. So funny story about
this better be funny
me growing up in the valley.
Oh, God.
So my parents still live in the valley to this day, right? My dad was like, so where are like you going all the time? Cause like, I would always talk to him and be like, yeah, I'm going to go over to like whatever in the valley. And then I was like, yeah, I'm doing photo shoots. And then he was like, well, you be careful. You know, these companies here in the valley, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no,
I would never do that.
A week later, I was like, Dad, I'm doing porn. He's like, yeah, I know. It's okay. Be safe.
He goes, I know, I've been watching. I'm your biggest member.
Have you ever won an award for your porn?
I haven't yet.
Yeah, maybe if you watch the Oscars, so you know what winners look like.
So you've been in business for 2 years now?
Yes.
No awards? No starlet?
Boy-girl from the beginning?
What?
Doing boy-girl from the beginning?
No, I started doing girl-girl in the beginning, and then I evolved.
And then how long was it before you did boy-girl?
About a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Out of the times I've been on set with you, I think, yeah, you've only fucked a dude once. It's mostly been chicks.
Mm-hmm. Now, now I'm, like, still doing a lot of girl-girl. It's weird.
I don't know why they hire you.
I don't know why they hire me either. I guess people like me. I'm pretty good with a vagina.
That's what they all say. They all think that.
No, they're not.
I'm really good.
I have one. I know
I'm
it.
Not I'm saying
done.
That they are, but every girl thinks that they're really
it's
good.
It's like when girls think they know how to drive. I know how to drive.
I've been shooting. I'll shoot two girls fucking, and I'll just sit there like yawning, kind of just going, really, who taught you how to eat pussy? Like, I just want to go like, cut,
yeah.
Go home. You need to learn, mm-hmm. and come on back, and we'll talk.
I feel like a lot of girls are like scared to actually enjoy it when they're with another girl. Like they
like
hold
enjoy
back.
Doing it or enjoy getting it done.
Both.
They hold back. I would phrase they get self-conscious.
Yes.
Like too. Like is the director like it? Am I like it? They're so.
Yeah. Does the other girl think I'm weird for liking my pussy?
It's like they get.
That's how I am at home.
they just overthink it as opposed to like just go fucking have fun.
Yeah. I feel like when you're fucking a guy, like it's not. Oh, I'm wondering if the guy is like liking it or not because clearly he's like fucking you.
Yeah.
Don't even if we're not liking it, we'll still fuck you. Exactly. I mean, don't.
But I mean, for the girl who's like, oh no, yeah, but there's a cock in you.
Yeah, and the girls, and there's nothing. I've shot lots of girls having good sex, and I always say like, I can tell within the first minute if they're really into it or they're not. That's why with Julieland, I always set girls up. Like I always ask them. Like, who do you want to fuck? And they go, I want to fuck Ash Hollywood, which 90% of my girls always say, I want to fuck Ash Hollywood. I'm like, okay, Ash, come on over and fuck so-and-so. So it's like, I'd rather have it that way than, okay, you're going to work with so-and-so. And you're like, I don't even know so-and-so. I don't like so-and-so. I like it when girls have that attraction. Oh, like, I want to fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, here it comes. You ready for this? So I went and get blown by Ash Hollywood.
She's on her way over.
Can we make this happen for the Average Mo?
It's going to be the Average Mo's final episode.
My test is expired, because but it doesn't burn when I pee, so I've seen
then
her.
Then you're
good. She can suck a cock. I've seen it.
That's pretty much like having a clean test.
That's how it was in the 80s. Well, my girlfriend's test is good.
I take your word for it.
Yeah, you're fine. Wait, look at me, Yeah, you're fine. You're
fine. I trust you.
Let me see your eyes. Yeah, you're good. There's nothing going on in there.
We'll ask Ash. You know, you can hire her for your next POV.
I don't hire. I have no money left. That gravy train's gone.
I told Mime Freak to hire her. I was like, why are you hiring? I tweeted him that. And it was like, all of a sudden, all these people tweeted, like, why aren't you working with Ash Hollywood?
Ooh.
And I think Lindell got mad.
I don't know
why he hasn't hired me. I was like, hey, I want to give you my first interracial. And then he was like, okay. And it never happened.
When did you say that?
Wait, did you say you want to fuck him?
Samantha wanted to do that for him too. I'll do my first.
Asked me like several times, and then Mark told him like, "Oh yeah, she's not ready for that yet." And then
can take the big black cock. We know.
No,
it's close.
Like
we know
2 weeks later, Mark is like, "Hey, yeah, so and so wants you to do an IR, this and that." And I was like, "Well, I want Mime Freak to do mine. I promised him." And then he goes, "Okay, yeah, I'll let him know." Didn't hear anything from him. Texted him. Hey.
So wait.
Have you done it yet?
No. Okay.
Hold on. On the what the fuck episode, she just called out Mime Freak. I
know. Yeah.
She doesn't know what's up with the freaky crew. They will. They will be on your.
I'm ready. I'm ready for that BBC.
Ooh. You know it's not Mime Freak you're working with, right?
I know.
Who do you? Which male talent? Wait. First of all, have you ever had sex with a black dude?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's not your first. So your first on camera, who do you want it to be with?
I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't, like, looked at
all.
So
you really don't want it, is what you're saying.
No, I just haven't researched it. I don't know.
She doesn't like to look at black people.
Why don't you like black people?
Yeah, what's your problem?
You know, I fucked one time. It was dark, and I didn't know. And I was like, wow, this guy's a really big dick.
And you knew it could be white.
I turned on the lights, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to get robbed.
And it was Brandon, my boyfriend's best friend.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Brandon.
I swear to God, Brandon gets everywhere. He's nothing but trouble.
Can we get him in there as an intern? He could be a new Julieland intern.
He'll fuck everyone. Don't do it.
Give me a week. Give me a week and Brandon will be working at Julieland along with everybody else, the other five people.
Okay. Sarah Love.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming out and doing this. Actually, what the fuck episode kind of went off the rails, but it was a lot of fun. So where can your fans find you on the interwebs?
I'm on the internet on Twitter. My Twitter thing is Sarah Love XXX. My Instagram is Sarah Loves You. It's YOU. You can find my Amazon wish list if you type my name into Amazon.
Buy your own shit.
Fuck you.
I hate girls of the wish list.
It's why? Like,
because, you know what? Get a job, earn the money, and buy your own shit.
Bitch, I have a job.
Okay, well then buy your own shit. Oh, you never buy me anything.
I'll buy you something.
Okay, hold
buy
on.
Buy me some blue glitter.
How about if somebody likes you enough to buy you presents?
Hold on. That's what I have to point out. I went through.
I do have those people.
I have an Amazon wish list, and I just put it up as a joke, and I did it a few times, and I actually showed up at my office. I did it for my birthday, and I basically said, yeah. You spoil me, I'll spoil you. I'll send you dirty underwear and one of my DVDs signed. Whatever, you know, just trying to be funny. I go to my office, and there's a box. I'm like, and it's this Batman hardcover comic book thing that I wanted. It was like 18, 20 bucks, something like that. I was like, what the fuck? And so I open it up and I look at it, and it was from a girl named Cleo Valentine, who I'd been on set with a few times, and she's a sweetheart, and she's been on a few Wicked movies. And so I text messaged her, and I said, thank you so much. You didn't have to. And it's the only person out of all my friends. Nobody. I didn't expect anything. So I text messaged her, and she goes, no, I appreciate all the help you give me on set, and you're always really helpful with the wardrobe. And I was like, that is quite, I mean, I actually was touched, and I'm a cold-hearted dick, but I was like, now that you was know, the sweetest thing.
Yeah, but like, that's what I tell people all the time. Like, it's nice to feel appreciated. I think every human being on the planet wants to be appreciated. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you have to do it with presents, but it does help.
Yeah.
But it's nice when you're actually, but you're earning it, as opposed to just going, hey, give me some fucking shit.
Yeah, like you.
Give me some shit because I'm fucking somebody else, not
no,
you.
I'm
getting fucked and paid anyway. Get me something.
I send people back shit, though. What do you get? I don't.
Okay, if I send
I never got anything back.
That's because I didn't like your present.
Okay, what do I have
I
to
send? I just gave you blue glitter.
Wait, what do I have to send you? What do I have to send you to get like a pair of dirty panties?
You have to send me an email with your order confirmation saying I want your dirty panties.
But what's the value of the product?
You can buy me something for a dollar, I don't care.
And you'll send me panties.
I have $1 items on my.
And you'll send me dirty panties for a dollar item.
Oh yeah.
Can I just steal them out of your bag when you're on set?
You can, but you have to leave like at least a Twix bar or something in my bag.
Can I wipe the Twix bar on the underwear?
Sell them on eBay. Sarah loves dirty panties.
Okay, on that note, we're going to wrap up this What the Fuck episode again. Sarah Love, thank you for coming out. Dick, are you going to survive?
Yes.
This has been a fun one. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.